Each weekday, just about 120 St. Catherine residents walk through the doors of the Cumberland Road Health Center in Spanish Town to access its services. Having started out as a simple type 1 health center, its services have been extended to better meet the needs of the community. However, the strain on the clinic is evident due to the number of communities it serves.
The challenges are that the place is very small. There have been a lot of development in the area. So the health center covers areas like Highfield, Gordon Pen, Kimona Heights, Lizard Town, Ensom City, Ensom Acres, Eltham Park, Eltham View, Eltham Vista, Eltham Acres, Job Lane, McCoy Lands, Angels, Damhead, Irish Pen, Winters Pen, Stratmore Gardens, Green Acres, Brunswick Avenue, and all the areas in between.
Medical Officer of Health in the St. Catherine Health Department, Dr. Pauline Weir. With this in mind, the Cumberland Road Health Center has been chosen as one of the two National Labor Day projects. Dr. Weir says the clinic was reclassified as a Type 2 facility, offering expanded services. Since then, more patients are being served annually.
This health center during last year, 2017, saw more than 12,500 patients. It mainly does maternal and child health, which is antenatal, postnatal, family planning, and we have curative clinics done on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Chair of the Labor Day Projects Committee, Evelyn Minot, says the work to be undertaken will include the installation of plumbing fixtures, the construction of steps, and the building of ramps to increase access for persons with disabilities in keeping with this year's Labor Day theme, Ramp It Up, Fix It Up.
The scope of work would go as far as renovating the restrooms. We have the waiting areas that we're going to be doing some work on. We also will be cleaning up and beautifying the areas around the main entrance and the areas around the health center.
Culture Minister Olivia Grange, who oversees the Labor Day Planning Secretariat, says under the Ministry of Health's Adopt a Clinic program, members of the diaspora will also be involved in renovating health centers island-wide.
The National Project on Labor Day is to certainly underscore the importance of us ensuring that we fix up the health clinics across the island and that we encourage the diaspora to partner, to come on board fully to ensure that our health centers are all fixed up. We have to make sure that we provide our pregnant mothers or our children and our elderly with this service because they are the most vulnerable.
All 14 municipal corporations have selected a parish project in keeping with the national focus on health, physical access, and education. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport, Denzel Thorpe, says 9 municipalities will be focusing on health centers as major projects.
In the Kingston St. Andrew Municipal Corporation, the parish project will be at Ward 5 East of the Bustamante Children's Hospital. In Clarendon, the Sandy Bay Health Clinic. Manchester actually has 2 projects. They will be working at the Mandeville Health Center, and that will be co-sponsored by Sagicor. In the Hanover Municipal Corporation, their project will be at the Kingsvale Health Center, and in the St. James Municipal Corporation, the Type 5 Health Center. In Trelawney, the Falmouth Health Center. In the St. Mary Municipal Corporation, Haywood Hall Clinic, in Portland, the Mansion Hill Clinic, and in the municipality of Portmore, the Greater Portmore Health Center.
And what about your community health center or your basic school? Find out if plans are in place to improve these critical facilities and get involved in the process. Gather a team and register your project at jis.gov.jm or by emailing labourday@mcges.gov.jm. For more information, you can also call 876-978-7654. Ramp it up, fix it up, or schools, or health centers, or responsibility.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.